You're listening to the audio production of The Sweet Smell of Magnolias and Memories by Celeste Fletcher McHale, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Nan Kelly.
For my precious Aunt Betty, who believed in me even when I didn't believe in myself, and for Candy Sue, I know you're still in there somewhere. We miss you. Prologue. He kissed her again. "Don't lose that number, J.C.," he said, the rain beating down on both of them, stinging and biting their bodies. He quickly shoved the card in her pocket. "Wait, let me write down mine, too," J.C. said, frantically grabbing the pen, then dropping it into the water. "Oh, no." "There's no time," Colin said. "You have to go. Get in the boat. Find me. Call me." "I promise I will," she said. "Be careful, Colin. Please be careful." "I will," he said. "Now go. Hurry." She climbed into the boat, soaking wet, shivering and as hungry as she'd ever been in her life. She ached all over. There were scrapes and cuts and bruises all over her body, and mud caked her hair. But all of those things seemed minor compared to the pain she felt leaving him behind. Tears filled her eyes as they sped away, and she watched Colin standing on the rooftop until he disappeared from her sight. Then she finally allowed herself to cry. She held the young boy in her arms and felt every ounce of fear she'd carefully hidden for the past 72 hours stream down her face. She wanted to sob a dozen times before now, but crying would have been an indulgence. Floods were no time for indulgences. She watched the tops of trees as they flew by, the only scenery in this watery world, save for a stray rooftop that appeared from the shadows every now and then. She still had no idea where she was or where she'd been, surely having drifted miles away from her.